only in power and glory. We've looked at the power briefly. Today we are going to see the glory dimension. And so I'm speaking on created and redeemed unto glory. Created and redeemed unto glory. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, the Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God made man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Our objective today is to understand the glory realm. And number two, understanding our access to the glory. By way of introduction, man was created in the image of the God of glory. In the image of the King of glory. In the image of the one that James said, he dwells in light, which no man can approach. He dwells there. He lives in the realm of glory. And he made man in that realm of glory. He made man in his realm, the realm of glory. But man fell short by reason of iniquity from that glory. According to Romans chapter 3 and in verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We lived in glory, fell short of that glory. But Jesus Christ returned, came to the earth to redeem man back to glory. According to Colossians chapter 1, and in verse 27, he said, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you is the guarantee of the glory that man was created in at the beginning. Christ in you is the guarantee of the glory that was lost by the fall of man. And then in 2 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 3, it said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. We were created for glory, redeemed unto glory, called unto glory. Say after me, I was created for glory, redeemed unto glory, called into glory. To be glorious. You are not permitted to live an unglorious life on earth. You are not permitted to live an unglorious, inglorious life on earth. You are not created for a dishonorable life. You are not created for a dishonorable life, a distasteful life, a disgraceful life. We have been created, and we have been redeemed, and we have been called unto a call of glory. Somebody who will walk in the practical realm of that glory, say it loud, amen. Amen. Say, I was created unto glory. redeemed into glory and called unto glory.
Say, I refuse to live. I refuse to dwell in any realm that is less than the glory.
And of course, he's coming for a glorious church. He's not coming for anything less than what he redeemed us to be, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He's not coming for a weak church, a defeated church, a disgraceful, shameful church. What is paining the world is that the church is experiencing so much glory. If we're inside Bachelors clapping, everybody is parking bicycle in the car park. And then you can see as poor as the church rat, they will be happy. But there is a blazing glory that is a combination of so many things. And the world can't understand. But they haven't seen the glory yet. The church used to be, they used to call church as poor as church rat. At that time, there was no challenge at all. Beloved brothers and sisters, I want you to wake up unto glory. And you are not permitted to be ashamed of the realm that you belong to. You are not permitted to shy away from the glory that you are created to operate in. You are not permitted. It is not humility to live less than where you are meant to live in. I am going to itemize for us out of scripture very shortly the realm of the glory. When we say that we are created for glory. We are called on, we are redeemed into glory. We are called unto glory. What is the glory realm all about? Number one, the glory realm is the realm where the heaviness, weightiness, and almightiness of God is manifested. The heaviness, heavy, or badness, the weightiness, weight, the almightiness of God is manifested, is witnessed. The word glory is Hebrew kabod. So ikabod means absence of glory. It is Greek doxa. Both of them mean weight. So glory is a weight, is the thickness, the massiveness, the badness of God. That was why the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, it's talking about weight of glory. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Glory is measured in weight. The glory of God lighted the creation, and I'll talk about that later. And then Jesus manifested his glory at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, where he manifested the almightiness of God. What is the meaning of that? When you are in the glory realm, and I am in the glory realm, our normal realm is the realm where people see heavy things. They see massive things. Mega things that only God can do. You are sitting inside one. Mega things. Massiveness of the Almighty. The badness. The massive might. Massive massiveness. I'm rushing because we took a lot of time in the worship, and that was very necessary. Number two, the glory realm is the realm
where non-existent things are brought into existence. The glory realm is the creation realm. It's the realm where non-existent things are brought into existence. Non-existent things are brought into existence in the glory. The glory realm is the creation realm. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And then God saw the light, and it was good, and divided the light from the darkness, and the evening and the morning were the first day. If you continue reading, you realize that we are not talking about sunlight here. Because sunlight was created in the third and fourth day. We're not talking moonlight here or sunlight here. Keep reading. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Keep going. And then, that was the second day. And then keep going. The sea was gathered together and so forth. And the herbs yielding fruit, and it was so. God saw it was good. And that was the third day. Now the fourth day, let there be light in the firmaments. This was the time the moon, the sun, the stars were created. But there was light before the sun. There was light before the moon. There was light before the stars. Did you hear what I said? Before the star came, there was light. Before the sun was created on the fourth day, there was light. Before the moon was created on the fourth day, there was light. What light existed before sun came? It's called the light of his glory. Revelation 18, chapter 18, verse 1, gives us an insight. When an angel stepped on the earth, and after these things I saw another angel came down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. If an angel could light the earth, how much more Jehovah when the earth was dark and he appeared, that he overran the earth with his light. Out of that light he took a little of it and made the sun. So the earth was enveloped in glory, and that glory envelope was the raw material for creation. That was why when he turned water into wine, he said this miracle was the beginning of miracles, and he manifested his glory. It was a create. The glory is raw material for creation. If you don't have a fallopian tube, a Philippian or a Colossian tube, it can be manufactured in the glory. Anything that need to exist in your life that is non-existent currently can be manufactured and created in the glory. And anything that is there, like HIV, hepatitis, that is not meant to be there, can be deleted by the glory. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I prophesy today, somebody will have a glory encounter, and non-existent things in your life shall be brought into existence. And the things that are there, that are not meant to be there, shall be deleted out of your system. Shout glory! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That's the glory realm number two. Number three. The glory realm is the realm when we say God created us, redeemed us, and called us into the glory. The glory realm number three is the realm where manifestations happen effortlessly, with minimal human effort. Manifestations, supernatural manifestations, they happen effortlessly.
with minimal human effort. When you operate power, there are times where you need to deploy some effort. But in the glory realm, manifestations happen effortlessly with minimal human effort. The way I like to look at it is, in the glory realm, man is at work and God is at rest. Sorry, man is at rest and God is at work.
When God was creating man in the beginning, creating the woman in the beginning, he put the man to sleep and brought the woman out of the man. Man was at rest. God. Man was at rest. God was at work. In the dedication of the temple of Solomon in 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and in verse 13, while the house was filled with glory, it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard, in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that the house was filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord. Mahushatoka, keep going. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. God took over and man took cover. Oh Lord, go ahead and walk. God took over. God stepped in and man stepped aside. They couldn't stand to minister anymore. That did not mean things stopped happening. Things continued happening. But the man was not in charge anymore. In the glory realm, God is practically in charge. He just called you and you are just standing as a spectator watching God in action. Am I communicating at all? Now, the miracle in Cana of Galilee that is called the miracle of the glory. When Jesus asked them to pour water into the pot, that was their highest effort. Their highest effort was the effort of obedience. It was not the effort of the miracle. Pouring water was their effort. Turning water into wine was God's manifestation. And I can tell you, when the water was filled with pot to the brim, the very next verse, Jesus said, draw it out. Draw out. No jumping, no screaming, no prayer, nothing was done. Once you are in the realm of the glory, your highest effort is the effort of obedience. Am I communicating at all? Struggles are minimized. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Unnecessary effort is minimized. In the glory realm, things happen effortlessly. They happen effortlessly with minimal human effort. I announce to someone today, very soon people will be shocked at the kind of results you'll be seeing. Effortlessly on every side, in your personal life, in your academic life, in your marital life, in your business, in your ministry, in your life assignment. People are wondering, how are these things happening so effortlessly? And there is no stress and no sweat. It is called the glory realm. Somebody shout glory! It is important for you to know. So when we say, when the Bible said we are called unto glory, you know what to expect. It's a call. What is the glory realm all about? Number four, the glory realm is the realm of overwhelming supernatural supplies. It's the realm of overwhelming supernatural supplies. But let me qualify it. It is the realm of access to wholeness and completion. Access to overwhelming supernatural supplies. Access to wholeness. Access to completion. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking. Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 19 it said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory.
All your need. I have very, very funny interaction with our office and our staff and people like that. Even in my family. Say, so and so is needed. I say, let's go ahead and get it. See, it's very, very costly. I say, costly like $1 billion. Then they will start laughing. Oh, is the cost like $1 billion or how many billion dollars is it? So no, it doesn't mean it at all. It's all right. Go ahead, get it. In other words, if it is a need, the glory got it covered. Except it is not a need, then you talk about its cost. If it is needed, it is available. If it is actually desirable, it is available in the glory. I think we're in a church, a pastor's meeting the other day. We're talking about church planting, talking about certain things. And somebody was talking about the cost of certain things. Was it last week? And I spoke very aggressively. I said, don't put the consideration of the provision ahead of the vision. When the provision is what is bothering you, the vision gains frustration. Put the vision in front and the provision will follow. You don't plan for God according to your budget. You plan according to his budget. You don't plan according to your pocket for God. You plan according to the size of his pocket. The aim of the glory is to attack the need. That was what happened in Cana of Galilee. There is no wine. And he manifested miracle in the glory to attack the winelessness. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Wherever something is lacking, the glory is stirred. So that you are in the realm where nothing lacking, nothing missing. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Some time ago I said casually in one of our meetings, Kingdom Financial Stewards, I said tools for evangelism are needed here and there. Among the tools, I mentioned a couple of tools. I mentioned one where we can drive into a village where there is no hotel and we sleep inside what we drove in. Where there is bed inside, there is bathroom inside, there is light inside of what we drove inside. Kitchen inside. We have driven that thing now to how many villages now? Yes. For the sake of the need in the locality. Where there is no need, you should be able to land and drop and go and preach. Where there is no road and God is sending you there, you should be capable of landing there to preach there. Except the vision is not of God, then it will be starved of provision. God does not plan according to the pocket of people. Plans according to his pocket. This is the glory realm. I prophesy to you. Now, this one, the covenant practice being a constant. That is, you are walking in the covenant of supernatural supplies.
The laws of sowing and reaping, all that is in place.
Then God brings you to a point where if it is needed, the glory got it covered. If it is needed, the glory tackles it. If it is a need, it is handled by the glory. One day, I wanted to give somebody something. And I was trying to work it out, how to give the person the thing. I don't know if it's a vehicle or something. And while I was working, and the Lord saw it in my heart to give to somebody, He brought it my way. And it was transferred on the spot. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father,
I connect to the riches of your glory, and I reject the realm of lack and shortage and scarcity. I connect to your riches in the glory. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
The time is up, but this must be finished. The glory realm is the realm of access to wholeness, to completion. Is the realm where the shortage is attacked, where the scarcity is attacked, where the lack comes under attack.
In Haggai chapter 2 and in verse 6 all the way to verse 9. Haggai chapter 2 and in verse 6 all the way to verse 9. Haggai chapter 2. For us see a lot of hosts. Yet once is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. And what is that? The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord. Where the glory flows, the gold flows. I will fill this house with glory. Why? The silver is mine, and the gold is mine. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy and I declare, every plague of scarcity, shortage, lack, be broken in the name of Jesus. The Lord command a blessing on all you put your hands to do. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 8, the Lord command a blessing on all you set your hands to do, and bless your storehouses. The Lord bless your effort, bless your investments, and bless your inventions. Your effort, your investments, your inventions, in the name of Jesus. And as you are committed to the practice of the covenant, the heavens over you remains open. In Jesus' precious name. Number 5, is that number 5 we are going? Number 5, the glory realm is the realm of light. And in this case, I'm dealing with the light of direction. The realm of light, dash, the light of direction. The glory realm is the realm of strategic divine guidance. The realm of strategic divine guidance. The realm of strategic divine direction. In the glory, you are not permitted to be a road misser. In Numbers chapter 13 and in verse 21. So when God said he has called us unto glory and he has called us unto virtue, it is a call unto guidance. It's a call unto direction. It's a call unto divine leading. In Numbers chapter 13 and in verse 21. Numbers 13. So they went up. Exodus 13, 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and by night. In the glory, direction is guaranteed. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Arise, shine, for thy light is come and the glory is risen. So you know how to rise, because light comes in the glory. Hallelujah.
Somebody say aloud, amen. Finally, because of time this morning, the glory realm is the realm of frightening divine defense. When God defends a man in a frightening manner, frightening divine defense. Where God's glory becomes your spiritual missile shield. Where God's glory becomes your spiritual missile shield. Where God's glory becomes your supernatural bomb shelter. Where you are not wastable by the devil. Isaiah chapter 4 and in verse 5. Isaiah chapter 4 and in verse 5. He said, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. When you are connected to glory, you are defended by God. Defended in a fight. In fact, not just defended, but defended to a point where God will bury those who want you finished. Not just that the arrow can't hit you, the arrow backfires and wastes them who want to waste you. I stand here by a dangerous apostolic and prophetic mantle to announce to you, anybody looking for your life, looking for my life, looking for our lives, they shall go down for you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. They shall go down for you. Shout yes, Lord. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. One day, after Dathan, Korah, and Abiram spoke against Moses, the earth opened and swallowed them. Number 16. Then the rest of the people began to murmur. They stood against Moses. You have killed everybody. You have killed everybody. Numbers 16, verse 42. While they were talking, the glory of God rose on the spot. In between Moses and them. It came to pass when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron. They looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of God appeared. Jehovah appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, give me chance. Get you off from among this congregation. I want to consume them. I won't do it twice in a moment. When the glory shows up for a man, people are about to be buried. Read on. And Moses and Aaron fell on their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, take censer, put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly, quickly, quickly. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Papa, papa. Osiso, osiso. Fear, 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 fear. Here, here, here. Kia, kia, kia. Go quickly into the congregation and make atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord. The plague has started. What happened? Glory rose. And Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among them. Before he could read there, people, a person start dying. Person don't die. He put incense, he made atonement for the people. For where? He stood before between the dead. Dead don't die. And the plague was stayed. 49, how many people died? 49. Now they that died in that plague were 14,000 at the speed of light. It just began. The plague began. 14,000 died. Supposing it finished. 14,700 beside the people that died in the matter of Korah. These ones are dying on another matter. A man who carries the glory is a dangerous man. Dangerous to the devil. And that is why God said he has called you and called me into the glory. You are not somebody to be toyed with. You are not somebody to be played with. It should never be said that witchcraft killed you. That a native doctor killed you. That a strong man killed you. A wicked person wasted you. That wicked person has not been born. The devil is not omnipotent. He's not all powerful. They are just deceiving Peter Leaf to use it to eat yam. Not that he can cure stomach pain. He said, oh my God, that's a local proverb. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Let us not overempower the devil and his demons and his agents. The next time they look for you, they will never live to tell the story. They will never live to tell the story. They will never live to tell the story. In the name that is above every name, I decree the deployment of the ministry of the slayers, the wasters, the destroyers, to waste any devil looking for your life. Looking for the life of God's people. Take your seat, beloved. This is half of the message. I'm taking the second half in the service. But just quickly, what is the way of the glory? What have you heard this morning? That the glory realm is the realm of the almightiness of God. Number two, that the glory realm is the realm where non-existent things are brought. That is a creative realm. Number three, that the glory realm is a realm where manifestations happen effortlessly. Energy is minimized. Number four, that the glory realm is the realm of overwhelming supernatural supplies. Five, the glory realm is the realm of light that is the light of direction. Number six, the glory realm is the realm of frightening divine defense. What is the way of the glory? Number one is the way of uprightness and holiness. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like? Was I not on that key? O Lord, amongst the gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, do in wonders, hallelujah. In holiness you see his glory. He's glorious. In holiness. In iniquity you lack the glory. We're told earlier on, all sinned and fell short of the glory. That was Exodus 15:11. Shun ungodliness. Maintain a purity of conscience. A conscience void of offense towards God, towards man. It's an express way into the glory. Number two is the way of obedience. Obedience to divine instruction or obedience of divine instruction. Obedience. Whatsoever he says unto you, do. That was the condition for the first miracle Jesus performed. Obedience. I told you the greatest effort of the glory is the effort of obedience. Once you have obeyed, the results flow on his own. The way of obedience. Lord, what are you saying to me? What do you want me to do for my next level?
Many of us, we follow the bandwagon. We do what everybody is doing. We do things because people are doing them. So we lack the glory. We don't do things that God wants us to do. We are so blinded by our environment that we can't sense what God is saying to us. We'll take the journey from here forward. Lift up your two hands and just appreciate Him.
And who is like unto Thee, O Lord? Who is like unto Thee, O Lord, amongst the gods? Who is like Thee? And You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Do you want to? Hallelujah.
Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Thank You for the word You heard just now. Appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him. Magnify His holy, precious, wonderful name. Let us see Kobaragade Yalala Haratasi. Father, we love You. Father, we worship You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. Ikoda yadi alala yala.
Baba olore. Iyoko yeho.
Take your seat 1 minute. We came back from Asaba, and we'll show you the clip very quickly. The shorter clip because of time. Incredible manifestation of God. In the first segment where we had the worship and so on, anyone who has a testimony from there, God did something to you, touched you in one way or the other. Please, can come over right in the middle here. Let somebody attend to you. Please go ahead and let us have the clip, and then we shall be praying.
The waters of Niger, we take authority over the powers of the Delta. We command the principality and territorial covering of Delta State to bow now. Where is the person whose name starts with an M, with an ear that is not hearing, like a right ear that is not hearing?
Her name is Messi. Her stepmother slapped her on the ear, and the ear was dead.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
That ear has been dead for more than 20 years. The person who cannot lift your hand, lift your left shoulder and lift your right shoulder. And you will notice that the hand is lifting and moving. The stroke is gone. The fractured neck is and fractured bones of the hand is gone. For 13 years, that shoulder has been locked because of dislocation of his body.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of paralysis. Broken bones be mended. Paralyzed legs receive life. In the name of Jesus, I command the serpentine spirit that bound that
leg and waist. Get out of that leg now. Get out of that waist right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to walk. Some of you will be able to run, but I command you to walk right now. You came in with inhaler like an asthmatic. Just take a deep breath in and you'll know that your chest is free right now. And if you are the one like that, just run out to the inhaler, lift it up. Asthma just cleared out right now. Over 10 years. 20. Over 15 years. Over 10 years. 17. Are you just looking like that, everybody?
Medical outreach. Food distribution. We declare this sanctuary open in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Open for the manifestation of the presence and the power of God. Salvation of souls, discipleship, deliverance and breakthroughs. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost.
God is lifting you out of the technology called barrenness. You shall not called barren. God is establishing you. The spell of marital delay is arrested. God is establishing you. You shall marry after this crusade. You shall have your children. God shall lift you and God shall heal your body.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Be healed. Be whole.
Mr. Chidoze, diagnosed of end-stage kidney disease.
End-stage kidney disease and then liver disease and heart disease. Three major organs.
I've been on dialysis since May this year. 3 times every week. But from yesterday, they've not gone on dialysis this week. From yesterday, not even today, he has gone to urinate 4 times.
The kidney is back to normal. Are you not sick? If power can enter handkerchief, power can enter person. If power can enter oil, power can enter person.
We release this oil on the ground. And we have it to run subterranean.
In every territory in this land, that the fire of God will burn the dragons in the rivers, the dragons of the waters, the leviathans of the waters. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the state and the leadership of the state. We decree that this state shall become and fulfill the purpose of God for her. In the name of Jesus. Now I speak to them that the power of God will dismantle every evil foundation of your life. The power of God will break every chain. The power of God will open every door that is closed. The power of God will visit the root of every affliction in your family, in your house, and in your destiny. The power of God, I declare, will lay to rest every human and demonic principality. Everyone that will not let you rest, they shall be laid to rest in this.
Incredible. Incredible. Lift your hands and let's give him the praise. Do you want to let us know what happened? Unquestionably you are the Lord. Unquestionably you are the Lord. Unquestionably. Unquestionable.
unquestionable.
It's okay. So fast, yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So this is Brother Godwin Zachary. He said he saw a dark cloud. While that ministration was on, he saw a dark cloud. And while that dark cloud was on the people, all of a sudden, glory came and lifted the dark cloud. And right in that revelation, he heard that it is time for divine restoration for every family and every individual represented in this sanctuary today.
Give the Lord a praise, people. Let it start with you.
Yes. So this is Sister Teresa. 2 days ago, she had an encounter where she found herself in a river in her village. And a man was brought to her to marry her. She was joined in that matrimony in the realm of the spirit.
Waking, well, after this, we'll take the others in the next service. Alright, go ahead.
Waking up from that encounter, she discovered she couldn't move her waist anymore. Came into the church in that condition. While that ministration was on, she fell under power and she said in the realm of the spirit, she saw a chameleon left her. And now
chameleon.
What she couldn't do. Now what she couldn't do, she's able to do
incredible.
It right now.
Incredible, come here. Every demonic presence in your life, Jesus' name, return back to hell, yes.
This is Comfort.
Comfort?
Yes.
Comfort.
Yes. She had lumbar spondylitis since about 8 years now.
Lumbar what? Okay, because there is spondylolisthesis and there's spondylosis. I wanted to know which one it was. Yes,
spondylosis. Since about 8 years now. And yesterday she woke up with excruciating headache, including back pain. And in that course, she connected to the commanding the day, midnight prayer. After the midnight prayer, she slept. And there was a revelation she had that I will take permission from you to hear from her.
So I slept, and then I saw light. This light had many colors. I could hardly behold the light. And then you were behind the light with mommy. And you were holding a sword. And there was so much sound emitting from that light. So I could hardly look at it and I laid on the floor. But from that light, I could hear the sound, mantles are falling.
That's right.
Mantles are falling. And I continued until that light disappeared.
Wow.
I woke up, no headache, no back pain. I came into that service and I was hearing that sound.
Wow.
The sound is around and you talked about light.
Wow. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Lift your hand. Mantles are falling. Fresh fire is burning. The oil is dropping. The hand of God. Mantles are falling. Fresh fire is burning. The oil is dropping. The hand of God. I was listening to that album last night, volume 9. Just last night. The anointing of it is so heavy.
And she said, sir, that the sword was emitting different colors. Different colors.
That's right. Different yes. colors of yes. light.
And mommy was behind you and...
She's always behind me.
In the same vein, when God's servant was ministering, you are my life. She said that she has been affected by a strange object in her body, movement from the head to the stomach. And now as that song was being ministered, she said the pain disappeared, the object disappeared, and she's free right now.
Congratulations, Christ appearance. Jesus' name, fresh help. Thank you, Master. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Anywhere you are this morning, you've seen the move of God and the touch of God, and I believe that people are still going on with the visitation of God. You have a need to surrender your life to Jesus. Everywhere you are, place your hand on yourself and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You prayed that prayer. Everywhere you are, stand up on your feet quickly and rush to the front here. Everywhere you are, go ahead and
when I'm running out quickly. Of breath, I know that you will breathe on me. You are my life. You are my life.
forward, come forward, come forward. You have an addiction that needs to be broken. A negative lifestyle you are not happy with. Quickly, quickly, come forward here. Tobacco smoking, alcoholism, marijuana smoking, gambling, fraud, lie, cheating, duping, pornography, immoral lifestyle, whatever it is that has chained and bound your life, come and be free from it right now. I give you the count of 10 again. 1.
Goodbye world.
2.
Later
3.
With you. Goodbye pleasure.
4.
I've made up my mind.
6.
Oh, God's way, the rest of my life. I've
7.
Made up my mind. Yeah.
8.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye,
9.
Goodbye,
world. And 10.
Later on,
I'll stay no longer
goodbye,
with you. Goodbye, treasure. I'll stay.
I'll
stay no longer
made
with you.
Made up my mind
to go God's way.
The rest of my life.
Place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask that you forgive me my sins. Today it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today and I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.